I care about our community, where we've raised our family, and being a good son and brother. And as corny as it may sound, that's exactly why I want to be your governor.
As heard in the YouTube video released Wednesday by his campaign, former gubernatorial candidate Charlie Baker is throwing his hat in the ring once again. The Republican lost to incumbent Governor Deval Patrick in 2010, receiving 42% of the vote. Mike Case is the GOP state committeeman for the Berkshire, Hamden, and Franklin district. He says Baker stands a better chance of winning this time around.
For one, Deval Patrick's not running. The lieutenant governor's not running. The Democratic Party is actually reaching deep into the trenches to get a candidate. So I think it bodes pretty well. It's still an uphill battle in Massachusetts.
Jim Bronson heads the Berkshire County Republican Association. He says Baker was liked by voters in 2010, but faced a difficult task running against Patrick.
You were up against a popular governor, so I'm not sure that the message was ringing home as true or as loudly as it will this time.
Bronson says Baker learned a lot from his 2010 campaign and believes he will be able to focus on his strengths, including economic policy, having served as the state secretary of administration and finance from 1994 to 1998.
If you remember Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. And that's where Charlie is really, really good. You know, I said, I think his message just wasn't heard super loud last time because it's hard to get somebody from another party to necessarily listen to you. He focuses, as I'm sure he will, on his economic policy and job creation. He'll do just fine.
There are about 10,000 registered Republican voters in Berkshire County out of roughly 90,000 total registered voters, according to results from 2012. Despite being largely Democratic, the state has a history of electing Republicans statewide, including ex-Senator Scott Brown and a string of governors, most recently Mitt Romney in 2002. Bronson says Baker stands a good chance of gaining support beyond the GOP because of his moderate social platform.
He had a homosexual guy run with him, you know, as his lieutenant governor candidate last time. He certainly isn't a guy out there making a big stink, if you will, or a big issue of making a platform on social issues. That's just not where he is. You know, he's not a social platform guy, and that's good because that can be, in a state like ours, that can be very difficult if you come at it with a conservative social platform.
Bronson and Case agree the key for Baker and other potential GOP candidates are the independent voters in Berkshire County, who made up roughly 53% of registered voters last year. Case says he would like to see Baker make himself more available to people in the Berkshires.
I personally would like to see him come out west more, but I say that to all of the politicians, no matter what party. They forget that we're out here. Even in the Springfield area, they consider themselves Western Mass, and we're just the New York border. Hard to get Berkshire County recognized. Personally, I just pray that people go in with an open mind. To me, as a Republican out here, that's the biggest problem we have out here is, oh, he's a Republican, so I don't like him. Just playing around because there's a lot of good Republicans out there.
While neither has seen anything official yet, both say they have heard rumors of other potential Republican candidates. Bronson says State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr might be one of them.
You know, you talk about an optimistic Republican leader, that's Bruce Tarr.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.